Okay, let's go ahead and get started. I'm calling this meeting to order. We ready? Yeah, right, like I could stand up if I did that. All right. All right. Are there any corrections or approval to the minutes? They have been posted, I think several weeks ahead of time. All right, hearing none, the minutes are approved. We will begin with the reports from standing committees, and I would like to call Professor Sarah Miller up here from Rights and Responsibilities. Oh, we need to do attendance, I'm sorry. Excuse me, we need to, yeah. Sorry, Professor Andy Yinks.
Matt Richot from Columbia. Patrick Saucier.
Here.
Julia Elliott.
Here.
John Abdallah. Brittany Taylor Driggers.
Here.
Patrick Lawrence.
Here.
Peter Seipel.
Here.
Betty Obi Johnson.
Here.
Li Tsai.
Here.
Stephen Criswell.
Here.
Dana Lawrence.
Here.
David Hatch.
Here.
Sarah Miller.
Here.
Francis Burns.
Here.
Melissa Rack. David Dangerfield.
Here.
David Cherry.
Here.
Brian Lai. Justin Mogiliski. Ray McManus.
Still here.
Blaine De Silva. Mark Roberts.
Here.
Bianca Rowlett.
Here.
Kajal Goshroy. Christina Grob.
Grobe.
Matthew Hawley.
Here.
Who are you subbing for Kajal? I gotta fix this. Dan Kiernan, Lee Morris,
here.
Jennifer Ermsweiler,
here.
Andrew Pisano,
here.
Kevin Torres,
here.
Randy Ivey.
He's
all. Yeah. Any senators I didn't call, since this list seems. What campus are you?
NTOSH.
And what campus are you?
USC Santo.
Cool. And just one more reminder, when you speak during discussions, please begin with your name and campus, like I am Yinks Lancaster. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Professor Links. Professor Sarah Miller.
Good afternoon. Ron has asked that I speak very slowly and for a long time.
Our committee did several things today, and we do have a motion that we're going to put forward to you. I mentioned this at the last meeting, and this is the term of the grievance committee. And what we're trying to do here is we all know that when we set up a committee, you have your local TMP and then different people, like that would be set X for math people out there, set Y, Lee likes it when I do math, and would be the Palmetto College TMP, and then set Z would be the grievance committee. And so they're not overlapping. But we wanted to clarify that should a grievance come up during academic year 1920 or 1819, okay, that grievance committee for 1819 would take care of that grievance even if it went longer than a year term. Okay, does that make sense to everybody?
Say it again.
Probably not. So we have three sets of separate people. So the TMP committee, which is local TMP, and then the Palmetto College TMP. And the grievance committee cannot be on either one of those for any academic year. But we wanted to clarify that should a grievance come up regarding that academic year's procedure, the grievance committee for that year would take the whole grievance.
So they may have to serve more than just 1 year if that grievance would go on. So we're not going to trade grievance committees midway through a grievance, is what we're getting at. So we've added this language, which I don't have my glasses, so I can't read it. So what it says here is just what I said. So we're going to say that, honestly, I can't read this.
You want me to read red?
Yes, read the red.
All right, on page 66, an elected grievance committee will hear all tenure and promotion related grievances for candidates whose files were reviewed by the Palmetto College Tenure and Promotion Committee elected at the same time. As such, members of the grievance committee may have work that extends beyond the usual 1 year term.
Okay, so again, saying that you may have to serve more than just that academic year. And then here, we're just saying the same thing in another spot, that the committee will respond to grievances concerning reviews conducted during the year for which that committee was elected. And then a third place here, who should deliver the request to, go ahead.
who should deliver this request to the grievance committee, who was elected at the same time as the Palmetto College Tenure and Promotion Committee, which reviewed the grievance tenure and promotion file initially.
Do I have any questions on that? Okay, because I'm... so we will put this forward in new business. The other things that our committee did... we were charged with looking at something that we have been roughly calling tenure across campuses, for lack of a better term. And we feel like we needed a better term. So what we heard from some of the campuses is that there was fear that if this happened, that you could just willy-nilly move faculty around. But that is not the case. So what we are working on and what we discussed would be something that would be an agreement between campuses that FOs would actually approve. And we're looking at calling it recognition of tenure and rank within Palmetto College campuses. In that, it will say that this applies if and only if there is a job opening on that campus, that the faculty member applies for that job, wants to apply for that job, and is hired by campus procedures, then at that time, the rank and tenure would come across. So that's what we're looking at doing. We're gonna throw that out to you guys, and the committee will be talking to the campuses about that for any concerns and thoughts about that. So if you wanna think about that, we would appreciate it. And then we are also charged with looking at the 3-4 teaching load for tenured faculty, to which we basically decided there are way too many variables at this time that we're going to try to weed through some of them, being contracts say different things. Some contracts are contact hours versus classes taught. This actually even varies between departments on the same campus. And what is actually expected. So those are the things that we discussed today and came up with nothing on that topic. Any questions of me? All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, next we have our report from Welfare, Professor Bianca Rolette.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welfare Committee met today and we discussed several things. First of all, we have our upcoming tenure and promotion workshop, which will be January 17th, 2020. I will be sending out reminders to FO chairs and to all Palmetto College faculty about the workshop. We're working on responding to, you know, criticism and things like that and needs that faculty have. So we'll have presentations and we will have active round tables for people to move through. We will also have a third year review table again this year. So if there are any faculty on your campuses that are new in their first 2 years, it would be very beneficial for them to attend. So I'll be emailing, asking who's attending and talking about that process very shortly. We talked about the Duffy Plyler and Shaw Awards process. Just a reminder that I need nominees from all campuses by December 6th. I have nominees from awards from Salkehatchee, Lancaster, and Sumter, but missing from other universities. Once I get that, I will notify all nominees by December 9th, and files for the awards are due by the end of January 2020, and we'll be voting on winners for those awards at the February meeting. We also discussed the faculty welfare survey, ways we can increase participation, things we're going to add to the survey from last year. Still, if anybody has any suggestions, please feel free to let me know if there's anything specific we missed in the survey that you'd like to see. We're basing this off of feedback as well as what people have asked and what they would like. So you can expect an announcement about that in February. We would like to have the survey run for 2 or 3 weeks in February and early March, so we have time to write a report and present it in April. Otherwise, we discussed the Faculty Welfare Committee website. This is part of the things we're doing this year. We're going to try to create a link or a website that has all things faculty welfare related so that all faculty in Palmetto College can just go to one site, one-stop shopping, all issues related to welfare. So if you have any suggestions of things you would like to see included on the website or links to certain policies, please do let any member of our committee know. We would appreciate your input and your feedback. Any questions? Excellent. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much, Professor Roulette. Next, we have a report from System Affairs from Professor Dana Lawrence.
Hi. So the System Affairs Committee met, of course, and we had a very energetic discussion about issues surrounding advising, and we are currently exploring an advising for retention initiative, and we are also going to look into seeing if the CTE in Columbia will stream or record their workshops so that we also can at least watch them, if not attend them, since most of us cannot go to Columbia at 11:30 on Tuesday. So those are the main things that we worked on. I'll take questions if you have any. Yes.
I have a question, but Ray McMahon is here in Sumter. I'm pretty sure that they do stream the workshops.
Okay.
It's not the best because you know they're live, right? So you can hear everybody whispering in the audience. I've watched a couple of them that way.
Do they stream all of them or just certain ones?
I don't think they stream all of them, but we have been encouraging them to do so, and they are looking into that. And I knew that they had a new system set up, and there were some issues, my understanding. Hopefully they've kind of worked through some of those.
And I know they are very open to coming to our individual campuses to do workshops, but that, you know, requires a lot of prep work that.
But it doesn't change the fact that they would love to have, you know, our expertise be there, but when the schedule's at Tuesday 11:30, that makes it impossible.
So. Yes. So. Okay. Thank you.
And two, that they've also encouraged any Palmetto College faculty members to create a workshop a session. They would love to have you participate and create one too. But of course, it would have to work around your schedule. But they would, and you would have to come to Columbia, unfortunately. But yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Dana Lawrence. Moving on to the Executive Committee report. In Executive Committee, through the last meeting and today, we've been discussing several things, and I'll just briefly talk about them. One, your FO chair should be talking about, maybe at your next FO meeting, about a faculty assembly. There's a couple good ideas floating around on that to see what you all think. First of all, whether you want one. Second of all, what would be a good time? We're thinking maybe March. And third of all, what would you like to have, a barbecue, et cetera? And so one idea that's been floating around is a barbecue on the horseshoe with both a new provost and the new president. that everybody could come to at a certain time, obviously a longer time during the day. So think about that. Please be thinking about that and let your FO chairs know what you would like to do. The second thing we're looking at is the courses and curriculum procedures of going through committees. We have an advisory committee that is supposed to look at them, and then it's supposed to go through system affairs for approval, and we're looking at that right now to see if it's effective. Maybe we can make it more effective, et cetera. And the last thing we're looking at is a policy advisory committee, and this is currently an executive committee, and the chancellor and the associate provost and also Victoria Hollins are currently looking at this to see what we could do with this to pass policies across the board that would be helpful for Palmetto and find a good, efficient way to do this. And I think that's it. Are there any questions on any of that? Okay, thank you very much. Next, we have our Palmetto College Faculty Manual Liaison Officer, Professor Andy Yinks.
Hi. We have the motion from last time that we're going to be voting on today about extending the length of the chair position to 2 years from one. And we have another motion coming up in new business that is very small, that is updating some references in the manual. I will show you when that comes. I think R&R has changes to the manual upcoming also. That's what's coming. Thanks.
Any questions? Okay. Moving on to reports from special committees. Is there a committee on libraries report from Professor Rebecca Freeman? All right. Courses and curriculum. I have a report here, just a second. Courses and curriculum has met twice since the last Faculty Senate meeting on September 27th. There was a meeting on October 4th, and then there was a meeting today, which obviously I could not be at. They have passed several courses through, including Palm 495 Service Learning was also passed through today. Actually, that's October 4th. So that would be all, and of course I can't talk about today. Are there any questions from that? The list of courses is there, and I suggest you look through it, but I'm not going to read through all of them. Any questions? All right. Moving on. Next, we have the Committee on Faculty Welfare from Shelley Jones. Is there a report from that? I've not heard of anything. Okay. All right, next, the Faculty Board of Liaisons Committee. There is no report from that. They have not met since the last meeting. And then moving on again, the Research and Productive Scholarship Committee with Professor Kevin Torres. No report? Okay. Is there a report from the Palmetto College Academic Advisory Council from Reisenauer?
Not here.
Not here. No report. All right. Is there a report from the Committee of Interest, Conflict of Interest Committee? All right. Again, no report. All right. Moving right along here. All right, unfinished business, the two-year term for Faculty Senate Chair, Professor Andy Yinks.
Hi, this motion was presented last time. The motion increases the chair's term to 2 years, making 4 years total on executive committee, 1 year served as chair-elect before you serve as chair, 2 years served as chair, 1 year as immediate past chair, with some technicalities about who will take over if a chair becomes unable. It will either be the chair-elect or the immediate past chair, whichever of those happens to exist in that year. The language is, review, back changes. Dang.
Is it in there? Second? Okay.
Yeah, thanks. The chair will serve a total of 4 years on Senate. First year as chair-elect, second and third as chair, fourth as immediate past chair, with a new chair-elect being elected halfway through the chair's term. Who will serve as chair-elect for the second half. The words when needed got added because you don't need to elect a chair-elect every year now. The words as needed got moved over here so that they encompass a longer collection of things. Many of these things are not elected every year. And then in section 5, the details about who takes over if a chair becomes unable to serve. The chair-elect takes over in the second year of a chair's term. The past chair takes over in the if a chair becomes unable to serve in the first year of their term. In either case, we will probably elect a new chair at that point, but those details are a little vague to let us figure it out when that happens. Yep, and that is the motion. No changes have been made since this was presented last time. This didn't get mentioned. The chair of faculty senate will receive one course release or course buyout per semester to be negotiated with the administration. Because it's a big job.
All right, considering that this was presented last time, we do need to put this to a vote. Is there any discussion on it? And again, coming from committee, this needs no second at this point again. Any discussion? All right, are we ready to put it to a vote? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion passes, the ayes have it. I guess we'll do the second one under under new business. Let's do it under new business. Okay. All right. So moving on to new business. Again, we'll have Andy Yinks up here.
This one should be even less controversial. We reorganized the appendices last year, or maybe the year before now. This one I just underlined. But some places that refer to the appendices did not get updated, and they should have. So on page 3, it says grievance procedures are detailed in appendix 4. They are not. They are not in the appendices anymore. They're on page 66. When I put this into the manual, I won't type page 66. I'll make it a reference pointer thing so that the page number updates automatically if it stops being on page 66. On page 4, it says here's where to look up how many senators each campus has. That's not there. We move the bylaws to Appendix 4 from Appendix 2. And then 1, 2, 3, 4 other places say that the grievance procedures are in Appendix 4. Those are all changing to page 66. There's, I think, no substance to this change at all. This is just correcting references.
All right, since this is a faculty manual change, we do need to put this to a vote. And since these are simple housekeeping items, I think we're comfortable with putting a vote to this. So and coming from committee, this needs no second. Is there any discussion on any of this? All right, you ready for the question then? All those in favor say aye of passing these changes to the manual.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes, the ayes have it. Thank you. All right, moving on. Let's go ahead and do the rights motion with Professor Sarah Miller.
All right, this is the motion that I presented during my report. Andy, I did have one question from the back there where we've changed to on page 66, but I think I understood from what you just said that that changes automatically should this change. Is that right?
I'll figure it out at the end of the year.
All right.
We can make the same change twice in two motions, that's okay.
Okay. Do you want me to reread it to you? I have my glasses this time, or are we good from before? Do I have any questions about the motion?
Okay, so I'm going to rule this as substantive. It needs to be put up on the website. But coming from committee, this needs no second. But do we have any discussion of this or questions, et cetera, concerns, comments, thoughts? Okay, thank you very much, and we will vote on this next time. All right, last thing under new business, the provost search is currently ongoing. AGB actually went and spoke at the Columbia Faculty Senate. That's the AGB is the consulting firm that is helping us with the provost search. And I asked them to come today, as I thought they were going to talk a little bit more about other things, but instead they were not able to come. So instead I went to the Columbia Faculty Senate meeting Wednesday, and I'm just going to report on the provost search and what is going on with that. So Dr. Roderick Davis, the managing principal of AGB, Dr. Sally Mason, and Dr. Gary Owens all presented in front of the Columbia Faculty Senate. The search is currently underway. There is a leadership profile that has been created on the website, and everything is actually on the website. Internal candidate submissions are encouraged. So if you want to nominate somebody, you would just send a simple email to one of those AGB people. I can help you find their emails, et cetera, if you'd like to do that. There should be a 4 to 5 months completion process before the actual provost is in place. The timeline is as follows. There should be airport interviews in January. February to March, the campus visits will occur at main campus. March to April, a decision will be made. And by state law, there will be at least three candidates required to come to campus. That is a South Carolina state law. And that's pretty much it. So there should theoretically be a new provost in there by April at the latest, if everything goes as planned and there are good candidates chosen, et cetera. Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay. All right, and I think that is it under new business. Is there any new business that I'm missing? Any announcements? All right, may I have a motion to adjourn? May I have a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you very much, everyone. Have a great day. That may have been a record.